side, I'd volunteer to quit this sphere instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied and set aside and mortified and mortified.
My brain it teems with endless schemes, both good and new, for titty poo, but if I flit, the benefit that I diffuse, the town would lose. Now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
I heard one day a gentleman say, the criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, as though are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's jolly for you, your car is screwed to bid us adieu.
I am so proud.
My brain
if I allow it, my family pride to be my guide. I fall on the fear to be this field. Instead of you, in a minute or two.
And so, although I'm ready to go, yet recollect where disrespect did I neglect to thus effect this aim direct, so I object.
And so, although I wish to go, and greatly pine to brightly shine, and take the line of a hero fine with grief condign, I must decline.
And go and show both friend and foe how much you dare. I'm quite aware it's your affair, yet I declare I take your share, but I don't much care.
I must.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull dock, in a penitentiary prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the cessation of a short sharp shock from a chibi chibi chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull dock, in a penitentiary prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the cessation of a short sharp shock from a chibi chibi chopper on a big black block. A dull dock. A lifelong lock, a short, sharp shock, a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a pestilential prison and await in the cessation of a jibby jibby jumper on a big block.